Nothing else to report, Ed, as we've been banned from the press gaggle and labeled as fake news by the president.
We'll have to prove him wrong. Thanks, Tim. Trump's approval numbers have gone to new lows, according to a new poll, and we're never wrong about those. And is Starbucks' new cup bringing people to tears? No, but we'll find two tweets like we do every year.
Ed?
Yes, Tim?
Look, this is obviously bad, but do you think you could maybe help our case a tad? They say we're not news, that we just make stuff up.
My apologies, Tim. I'll fix that right up. A nurse shark bit a man in a Florida park. Could this summer be the summer of sharks? Plus a product you own causes death exponentially? The answer to that misleading question? Eventually.
And you're hiding the cause of acute meningitis. Do you see why perhaps there are folks who don't like us? I really believe that they're flatly just wrong, but could you just help me a little?
Can do, Capitan. Well, a hero is born? Meet the daring AG who won't enforce laws with which she disagrees. Plus, Kim Davis, the mouth-breathing slob. Should we jail public servants who won't do their jobs?
Okay, see, that's what I mean. That's what they accuse, that we color the coverage to match with our views. Should we not be objective and foster a trust?
I suppose you're right, Tim. I'll do what I must. A world on the brink? Perils unfurled as Trump speaks with the most dangerous man in the world. Plus, Mitt Romney's gaffes just don't seem to slow. His moronic claim Russia is our biggest foe.
And
finally, it's given all journalists scoopers, but proof has been found by PricewaterhouseCoopers. The president making, with great genuflection, concessions to Russia if he wins the election. A White House in chaos? We'll give you a peek at the transcripts we got from a delightful new leak. Plus, Edward Snowden, the traitor abroad. Should leakers be hung like the cowards they are?